Short Stories Podcast. Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you're going to hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday and time for the weekly challenge. That's where I post the topic to this site, and then you send in a story based on that topic. I gather them all up in this editing program, ramble a little bit in between, and post the resulting disaster for your enjoyment and pleasure. This is weekly challenge number 199, and it's Valentine's Day. So, logically, the topic is anything you want, higgledy-piggledy, and tree. The music in the background is Guy David, and you can find more of him at guydavid.com. We've got a fun batch of stories this week on the topic of anything you want, higgledy-piggledy, and tree. So let's hear them in the order that I received them. And the first that sent one in is Zachman. Zachman rose to the challenge. A lot of people said, I'm not sure about these three topics. I don't know if I can do them. Well, folks, these are the brave ones. They gave it a shot. Let's see what he's got. Zachman, go for it.
This is Zachman. You still have the explicit rating, right? A beautiful Filipino woman wearing a Jessica Rabbit dress walked up to me where I was sitting on a bench near a tree in the park. She leaned forward. My mind went higgledy-piggledy because of the very revealing dress. We started to talk. We had a chemistry. She said, "I will do anything you want." I took her home. Naturally, since I was a man and she was a sexy woman, I told her how lucky I was to meet her. Then I asked her to make Shanghai Lumpia and watch the children so I could take a nap.
Thank you, Zachman. Next up is Norval Joe. Let's hear what Norval Joe has to say on this lovely love holiday.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 199. With the prompt of anything you want, higgledy piggledy and tree. This is Friday night. I'm actually getting it done a day earlier than I normally do because Lawrence said last week I just got it in under the wire. Don't want that to happen again. I also want to say, Justin, we missed you last week. I expect to see you every week. And Guy David, I've seen your name on Twitter. I hope you're listening because we miss you. Love to have you come back when your mixer gets fixed or before. Also, on the Great Heights this week, the prompt coming up for the coming week is broken equipment. If you want to come join us, we're getting awfully familiar, just the three of us that participate every week. We'd love to have more company. So come on down, write about broken equipment, 200 to 3,000 words, and join in the fun. Okay, so here's my story for this week. The note said, "Meet me at the tree after school." Chad recognized the purple ink. When the bell rang, he ran for the tree. She handed him a red paper heart with lace trim. In silver glitter, it said, "I'm higgledy-piggledy over you, Valentine." He blushed furiously and hoped no one saw. When she turned away, he hid it in his book. "Amy, wait," he called, and pulled a crumpled card from his back pocket. He pushed it into her hand and ran away. It read, "Whatever you want, Valentine, I'm it." Sixth grade is tough on boys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Hunka Hunka Burning, Norval Joe. Next up is Steve, the nuclear man. Remember, folks, don't start a nuclear China syndrome of desire. Otherwise, well, 3 mile islands of pure, sheer love. Here's Steven the Nuclear Man.
I ran as fast as my stubbly little hooves would go. Gary said my running was Higgly Piggly, but Gary's dead now. My tree had fallen. It wasn't strong enough. Stronger than Gary's straw hut. Strong enough to give me a chance to run. But that was all. Ralph stared wide-eyed at me through the window of his brick house. Let me in! A tear ran down Ralph's cheek. He didn't open the door. The wolf's breath was hot on my neck.
Your choice, little piggy. I'll eat you any way you want.
I tried to choose something quick.
Oh, thank you, Stephen. How thoughtful of you. Even better than a dozen roses. Well, probably tastes better. Have you ever tried eating a rose? I dare you to. Speaking of eating roses, here's Justin, the space turtle.
Meow, space turtle. Justin Lemester here with...
Anima Zabaleta.
We're actually at IKEA in Portland. She was in the States, thought we'd try to meet up, and we were able to. And we're going to read a story. Brave dwarf, you've helped the elves so much, and we owe you deeply. What gifts could we give you in return?
Well, now that my home has been destroyed, please build me a tree house to live in.
Certainly, dwarf. We would be honored if you stayed with us.
I'd like haggis to eat at least once a week.
Haggis? This is strange to us, but we will provide if we can. We owe our survival to you, after all.
Most of all, the thing I really want...
Yes, dwarf?
Stop calling me dwarf! My name is Higgledy Piggledy!
Thank you, Justin, and happy Valentine's Day to you. Try not to get shot through the chest with an arrow. It's probably not by Cupid. And there are crazy, crazy bow hunters out there. And even if they wear wings and have little harrows? Oh, it's a harrow! Man. Whew, I should stop babbling so much and just head on up to North Dakota, where they shoot it to you straight. Here's TJ, and he's got something for you, which involves, well, it's your favorite.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where our biggest export this week has been our weather, and this is Reward. Hey kids, great game, Coach said. Let's all get ice cream! Ice cream! Gleeful shouts filled the air as the ice cream truck pulled up next to the ballpark in the shade of a tree. Order whatever you want, Coach said, as the kids ran higgledy-piggledy towards it. The losing team watched the mass of joy headed to the truck. No ice cream for losers, the visiting team's coach growled. The kids piled into a half dozen cars and headed homeward for a rather more bleak end of town. As the lowering sky unloaded in cloudbursts, disappointment upon them.
Thank you, TJ, and remember, the love capital of the world is North Dakota. Next up, we have Jay Radimus. I wonder what he's going to have a story about. Could it be about anything you want? Higgledy Piggledy in a tree? Yes! I was hoping for another of those. Here it is.
Good evening. This is Jay Radimus for Weekly Challenge number 199 for the joint topics of Whatever You Choose, Tree, and Higgledy Piggledy. And my story is entitled Big Preacher's Oak. There's a town in the valley with a peculiar tree growing amidst the ruins of a church. Its origin is so unique, the town's name changed from Johnson's Elbow to Big Preacher's Oak. Long ago, in another village, a precocious girl named Esther was given a wishing stone by a hermit. He told her, "This will grant your heart's true desire." But, he warned,
You mustn't cast your wish, Higgledy-Piggledy. Finally, Esther knew what she wanted. This traveling preacher's daughter was tired of traveling. Pinching the stone, she whispered, I wish Papa would put down roots here in Johnson's Elbow. Oh, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, J. Radimus. Last and least is the Love Doctor himself, Planet Z.
This was my first time deep south, so when someone told me that the grocery store was called the Piggly Wiggly, I started cracking jokes. Does that make the hardware store the Higgledy Piggledy, I said. They stripped me naked and tied me to a tree. Then they set my car on fire and rolled it into the lake. Anything you want before we cut your throat, Yankee? Said a man in a white hood and robe. Yeah, flowers and dinners before you fuck me, I said. He smiled, pulled out some roses, and dropped his pants.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories about, okay, let me get this straight, Anything You Want, Higgledy Piggledy, and Tree. I did not think anyone was going to write on this topic. I'm surprised that you guys did. And congratulations to all of you. And thank you. Thank you for being so brave. The others, though, well, you killed on the ground. Don't worry. You'll be back. Next week is a much easier topic. It was only a two-way tie. Now, if you had a hard time understanding the stories, the text for them are available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also a poll on that site where you can choose your favorites. That will determine who picks the topic next week. Oh, and there's links to people's sites, well, when they send them in, so that you can learn more about them. Maybe you can send them flowers and dinner. And then roll their car into a lake. I'll see y'all next week. Until then, let's see. What's the next topic? Let's find out what the next topic is. Reload. It's got to be better than and road apples. And remember, this is Weekly Challenge 200. It's an even number with lots of zeros. This should be something to get excited about. Let's all get excited. Okay. I can tell you're excited. See y'all next week, and, as always, keep it brief. Closing.